With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A bill in the Montana House would eliminate the Office of the Commissioner of Political Practices. Here's Cole Grant with your legislative preview.
The bill would disperse the roles into two elected officials, rather than one appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. Republican Representative Derek Skies of Kalispell says the office wields too much power for one person. House Bill 340 would split up the duties of the commissioner between the Attorney General and Secretary of State.
If you're answerable to the public in everything you do and we split the power amongst two players, Montana is served in the watchdog capacity.
The Office of the Commissioner of Political Practices was established in 1975. The position, currently held by Jonathan Modell, monitors, enforces, and investigates ethical political practices. On Wednesday, the Montana Supreme Court ruled Modell's term ended January 1st, but Modell can continue to serve until the Senate confirms a replacement. The House Judiciary Committee will hear HB 340 Friday morning.
That was Cole Grant with the UM Legislative News Service. Wildlife advocates say they'll fight the government's request to lift a 2015 injunction barring construction of an irrigation dam on the Yellowstone River in a legal dispute over the fate of the pallid sturgeon, a fast-disappearing endangered fish. Federal agencies want to begin construction on the dam and an artificial fish bypass channel in July. Opponents say the best solution is to remove an existing rock weir at the proposed dam site and install pumps to provide river water to surrounding croplands. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is using his veto power to recommend that the legislature reduce the amount of money it approved for itself to operate this session. Bullock used what's called an amendatory veto today to recommend reducing a nearly 15% increase in the so-called feed bill to 1.46%. That is the same level of growth as Bullock's overall two-year budget proposal.
At the same time that we're tightening the belt of the rest of government, the legislative branch sent me a bill to increase the spending of their branch of government by 14%. I'm asking them in this amendatory veto to rethink this unwise choice.
Lawmakers can accept or reject the recommendation before returning the bill to Bullock. The feed bill calls for $11.5 million for the House, Senate, and Legislative Services Division to operate the 2017 session and to prepare for the 2019 session. Republicans who control the House and Senate said they had no warning Bullock's veto was coming, and that having the bill in limbo could create a cash flow problem for them just a month into the 90-day legislative session. House Majority Leader Ron Eli of Hamilton said,
"From a leadership standpoint, we're very disappointed for a couple of reasons. We're disappointed because this almost looks like a blindside, number one. Number two, we're disappointed because we feel like it's an effort from the executive branch to reduce the power of the legislature."
Senate Republicans say they will not accept the governor's recommended cuts. Bullock declined to say whether he would veto the bill if it is returned to him unchanged. I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Lawmakers in Helena are calling for what's being billed as the Montana Meth Summit, a gathering of lawmakers and government officials to talk about the impacts of meth in Montana. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Senator Eric Moore, a Republican from Miles City, and Senator Diane Sands, a Missoula Democrat, stood in the Capitol Tuesday afternoon as they announced a listening session to discuss the trends of meth use across the state. Here's Senator Moore.
"We have two goals by holding this forum, and they are very straightforward. One is to call public attention to this problem. The other is to seek collaboration, cooperation, and prioritization within state, local, and federal agencies towards ridding Montana of this poison."
Moore says all legislators are invited to the forum, as well as officials from the Department of Justice, Child Protective Services, Department of Corrections, county attorneys, tribal governments, and federal law enforcement. Senator Diane Sands says the forum is not intended to promote current pieces of legislation moving through the session. She says the forum will be about gathering data about meth use and using that information to guide public policy.
"It's destroying our families, it's putting enormous pressure on our prison system and on much of our institutions. This is a huge problem."
The Montana Meth Summit is scheduled for Saturday, February 18th, in the old Supreme Court room in the state capitol. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana Senate has given initial approval to a bill to prevent state judges from applying foreign laws in their courtrooms. The measure passed 28-21 today and must pass a final vote before being transmitted to the House. While the bill does not mention Sharia law, it has been the main topic in debate over the measure. Two bills introduced today by Senator Steve Daines and Alaskan Senator Dan Sullivan seek to break up the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Circuit Court of Appeals Restructuring and Modernization Act would split the current Ninth Circuit's court in two. Montana would join Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington in a new 12th district, leaving California, Guam, Hawaii, and the Northern Mariana Islands in the reconfigured Ninth. A separate bill would create a commission to study the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals system to identify potential changes. Senator Daines.
The Ninth Circuit Court is overburdened and fails to deliver justice for the American people, and it's time for Montanans and other Western states that they have a court system that functions and provides Americans with the justice they need and they deserve.
The Ninth Circuit is the largest of the country's 11 courts of appeals and sees almost 20% of the country's appellate cases. Republicans have repeatedly and unsuccessfully introduced legislation to break up what they characterize as a liberal court. Opponents of past attempts to reconfigure the court say a split would not shorten the average time it takes the court to reach a decision, and it would increase administrative costs. Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake, both of Arizona, introduced a separate bill today to divide the Ninth Circuit.
With your legislative update, I'm Freddie Monatis. Some e-cigarette users in Montana say Senate Bill 147's inclusion of electronic cigarettes and vaping products in the list of prohibited tobacco items in the Clean Indoor Air Act is a step backward for them. Belgrade vape shop owner Deanna Marshall opposes the bill.
I then found the e-cigarette vape products. It actually worked for me for the first time. I mean, I really thought that I was just going to die smoking cigarettes.
Opponents of the bill say it should be the right of the property owner to determine the use of those products on their properties. Representative from the Montana School Board Association Bob Vogel supports the bill. He says school policy is vague because it reflects state law, which is also vague.
We believe that Senate Bill 147 would clarify this and strengthen this policy and in fact have it based on statute.
The Senate Judiciary Committee heard the bill Thursday but did not immediately vote on it.
I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.